In the festival of her nativity, may Jesus Christ our Lord free us from our sins and render our sacrifice acceptable. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please be seated. Your Excellency, Reverend Fathers, and dear faithful, a while back, during the wintertime, I was waiting for a flight from Cincinnati to Chicago, and there was a snowstorm up in Chicago. And because of that, our flight was delayed, and they kept pushing it further and further back in time. And as it got longer and longer of a delay, people started to get a bit restless, as they would. And there was one man who even really lost his patience and started giving the gate agent a hard time, as if there was something she could do about the weather. Of course, there wasn't. And I looked at him, and I kind of just quietly went back to praying my office there in the terminal. It's not that I wasn't tempted towards being frustrated, but it was rather that I knew it, being frustrated would do no good whatsoever. So I waited there with everybody else, and finally, several hours later, we took off and landed safely in Chicago on nicely plowed runways. But after landing, that's when the interesting part happened. That's when I learned that a flight had tried to go in around the time that my flight was supposed to land. And because of the snow and the ice that was coming down there, it had slid off the side of the runway a bit. And luckily nobody was hurt, but it did actually slide off into the grass. And I realized that waiting patiently there for the weather, God rewarded us for that by getting us to land safely. Why do I tell you that story? Well, because today we celebrate the providential result of patience. The patience which led to the birth of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the mother of our Savior. You see, St. Joachim and St. Anne, Mary's parents, they were very pious people. And they were always faithful to God, always loving and serving Him every day, always remembering to say all of their prayers, and to do all that they could to make sure that they avoided any kind of sin. But in their prayers, they prayed year after year to have a child. And year after year came, and they still had no child. So soon, St. Anne became advanced in age, and it became very unlikely that she would ever be able to have a child now. But St. Joachim and St. Anne never lost hope, and St. Joachim went to the temple, a long journey to make to the temple, and he went there to offer a sacrifice for this very intention, for that they may have a child. And when he showed up at the temple, what happened? He showed up before the high priest, and the high priest recognized St. Joachim, and he rejected St. Joachim, and he threw him out of the temple and would not offer his sacrifice because, in his own pride, he believed, mistakenly, that God had cursed St. Joachim and Anne, and that was shown by the fact that they had no children. So St. Joachim, having been rejected, went out, and he just couldn't bear to tell his wife that his sacrifice had been denied by the high priest. And so he went off into the wilderness and began to pray there. He prayed in earnest in the wilderness for God's will, and he fasted there. And St. Anne, in the meantime, started to get worried because she hadn't heard any word from her husband, and it was past the time that he should have returned. So she worried that something bad had happened to him. And so she started to pray. And they were praying at the same time. And at the same time, they both had a vision of an angel come down from heaven. And that angel appeared to them and told them that each other was fine, and told them that they would conceive of a child very soon, and that they should go to the gate outside the city, and that they would meet each other there at a certain time. And they immediately were faithful to the message of that angel and went to that gate, and they met each other. They arrived at the exact same time and saw that it was truly from God, embraced, and went home. And soon they were expecting a baby, Mary. Mary, who was born today. You see, God rewarded Saint Joachim and Anne. He rewarded their patience with a perfect, sinless child who was to be the mother of Jesus. If they had not been faithful and patient, she would not have been born. If they had had other children earlier, well, this could have been problematic too. They would not have been perfect like Mary. They would not have been born without original sin like Our Lady was. And because of that, these other children may have become envious, or perhaps there might have been a temptation for the parents to show favoritism to Mary, which would have been something that would have caused contention in the household. But no, Mary was so special that she needed to be the only child of Saint Joachim and Anne. And she was a child of promise. She was a child of patience. And she was ultimately a child of God's providence. And so that is what you need to remember, children. Because patience is such a very important virtue to practice, it isn't ever easy. But when we get delayed in something, or perhaps something doesn't go quite the way we wanted it to, or the way we expected it to, or it is in that moment, if we bear it well, that we can see God's providence, God's will for each and every one of us. Because God's will is always looking out for our better good, and we don't always know in that moment what that good is. Sometimes we can't see it. But patience is our virtue. Patience gave us Mary. Patience saved me from a possible plane crash. And patience may protect you from some sort of harm, or it may bring you some great blessing in your life. But be patient, because you'll just have to wait and see what it will be. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.